This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A testy hearing on a touchy subject in the U.S. House quickly became contentious. Abortion advocates oppose H.R. 7 and want abortion included in the fiber of women's health care, while pro-life advocates want full disclosure of abortion funding in federal programs. In the midst of that testimony, George Mason University School of Law professor Helen Alvarez made a comment that is telling of abortion's eugenic roots. She said the wealthy support abortion funding for the poor more than the poor themselves. The investigation into IRS improprieties, including one that had the IRS telling a pro-life group it needed to promote abortion for its tax-exempt status to be approved, has had an unusual development. It turns out that the president has chosen one of his supporters to investigate IRS improprieties. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other headlines, Catholic bishops are calling for 9 days of focused prayer seeking an end to abortion. The novena, or 9 days of prayer, will lead up to the tragic 41st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. And an update on Jahi McMath, the 13-year-old is now getting food and water, and the girl declared brain dead and given a death certificate in Oakland, California, is now reportedly making modest improvements. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.